Nebraska Extension Almanac.
In part one of this discussion on how DOGE could affect ag production in Nebraska, Extension Ag Policy Specialist Brad Lubin discussed past federal efforts to cut waste and reduce programming. On today's Almanac, Brad talks about possible areas in federal ag programs that might be targeted by DOGE and how this might affect a future farm bill.
I think as we watch the efforts of DOGE to try and identify programs and areas for cuts, of course, the obvious sort of target is to cut fraud, waste, and abuse. Well, what's waste? Is it programs that are spending inefficiently, or is it program spending that isn't having an effective impact? Or is it program spending on priorities that are simply not shared by this administration in comparison to the previous administration? So trying to figure out what's targeted and what's not, or how broad the scope here is an important consideration. The DOGE efforts coming from the White House sort of might move hand in hand here with the congressional budget resolution efforts to try and find a budget cuts. All of those paint a picture of a very different sort of budget scenario this year than we've had in the last few years. I note with some irony that the farm bill debate, of course, has lingered on into 2025, when a farm bill could not get to the finish line in 2023. So we moved to 1 year extension. It did not get to the finish line again in 2024. We moved to another 1 year extension to debate it again in 25. Well, if we were fighting over nickels and dimes in 2023 and 2024, we were fighting over how to find dollars to fund the additions or the changes to the farm bill that we wanted to see. If we were fighting over nickels and dimes and couldn't get to the finish line, I suspect in 2025, we're fighting over billions and billions, and not how much we might add, but billions and billions and how much we might cut. And so it's a very different environment, or at least it appears to be a very different environment right now than we've had just in the past few years. And that paints a different picture for not just the farm bill, but frankly, for any major piece of legislation trying to move through Congress. You know, the challenge here of any major federal policy or even state policy is that it's so complex that very few people really sort of understand the depth of it. And I would not profess to be myself to be one that can walk through every program and every agency in the government. But when we look at it in general, we may be familiar with parts of it because of our profession or our livelihood or our geography and so forth. We may be familiar with parts of the farm bill or parts of broader legislation, but we just know it in aggregate that it is huge and massive. And so it's quite easy, frankly, to focus on the big bill and say, clearly there's something that can be cut in there. That's a large bill. Excessive federal spending, we need to be able to find cuts and improve efficiency. And then when the proposed cuts come and they actually hit programs that we're familiar with, suddenly it's a realization that says, oh, but that I know works, or that I know has a role, and it's a little more painful to see it actually hit close to home.
More of this discussion on how DOGE could affect Nebraska agriculture will be covered this week on Extension Almanac. Today's program was a portion of an interview taken from a recent FarmCast podcast offered by UNL's Center for Ag Profitability. To hear the entire interview, go to cap.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IANR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.